Editor. In justifying the invocation of the Emergencies Act, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland stated, "Remind Canadians how serious the situation was in our country when we took that decision. The public safety of Canadians was under threat. Our national security, which includes our national economic security, was under threat. It was a hard decision to take. We took it very seriously." Considering, had Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's policy of net zero, such as renewable power generation, already been in place during the recent cold spell, dropping to almost 50 Celsius, the safety of Canadians would be under threat. Without power, but with certainty, hundreds of Canadians could have frozen to death. No power, no cooking, no heating, no light, no power to drive electric cars to escape to warm rooms. According to Rebel News, the Trudeau Liberals want a net zero military. Well, the soldiers will like it. Only nice weather fighting until the tank's batteries are charged again. But could we then not save the money for the military altogether? That would be net zero. Consider further, Trudeau ordered, in a move to align with the Liberal government's commitment to inclusivity, Canadian military bases, and all federal managed buildings, are required to provide menstrual products, including tampons and pads, in men's washrooms by December 15, stated True North. Well, no harm done here other than a royal waste of money. However, would this not also raise a red flag to finally assess the mental faculties of the country's top leader? Even blind chickens find a kernel once in a while, and Donald Trump did find one when he insisted President Joe Biden subject himself to a cognitive exam. And not just the president, but all of Congress. Considering that Trudeau has the potential to do more harm to the country than the Freedom Convoy could have ever done, would it not be mandatory to take a page from Trump's textbook and invoke the Emergencies Act to establish the state of Trudeau's mental faculties before real damage is being done? Dieter Rempel, Canmore.